Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Up 19 Show. I'm your host, James, and this is your favorite podcast. This, my friends, will be an unedited podcast, something new and cool. Now, I've been gone for another 2 weeks. I know you guys are like, what the hell are you doing, James? I waited a whole month for you to get... for you to make a banger, and then you wait another 2 weeks, and then you wait another 2 weeks. It's been 2 months and I've only made like 3 podcasts. I know. It's just obviously quarantine, quarantine lockdown is at the moment settling in Western Europe right now, and so everyone's going back to escuela. Is that school? I don't know. They're all going back to school. I've been getting it hard, and I know I haven't, and I know I didn't even make that many podcasts in the summer as well, because I wanted some free time for me, stop being busy, guys, I thought, because it's half term break, I wanted to just make something for you guys without, you know, then I'm like, I've been having so much free time, I have no time to be doing that, for doing this podcast, and then I have to go to escuela after quarantine. So yeah, but at the moment it's half term. I have exactly a week off starting tomorrow. But I did finish on Thursday, because on Friday there was actually a lack of staff in my escuela. So that's a big problem. Because in the last 2 weeks I've seen a lot of teachers I haven't seen. And also on Thursday, I was actually in the PLA. I don't know if they call it that in other schools, but it's personal learning assistant or personal learning admin. I don't know, something like that. It's both really, but the PLA is not just one. It's there's someone in the school called a PLA, and it's basically they help with people who are finding things difficult. And because of this COVID-19, we've only been having like 3 lessons a day, but because there's 6 hours in a day, you have to stay in your bloody chair for 2 hours, and once it's time to, and we only have like for break time, like snack time, we have only 20 minutes, and for lunchtime we got only 30 minutes. So yeah, most of the day is in the classroom, you know what I mean? So, you know, guys, so because the majority of time is in the classroom, we just have to stay in and sit on the same seat. Most of the time we're not allowed to turn around, but that's in the rule book. You're not allowed to turn around. You'd have to wear, once I actually, they've said, once we go back after a week, we will be wearing masks. So, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. And so, that's fine with me. I'm fine with wearing the mask. It's totally okay. I find them comfortable sometimes. I'm just like, oh, it's nice. Because I don't know. It's, I don't know if I'm, I don't like breathing through my mouth in public. But I do when I sleep or I'm at home. I just go like, because like my nose, I don't know, I just don't think my nose is big enough to bloody get air in, you know what I mean? It's weird. But, yeah. But, I was, yeah. And so, because I've been, like, staying in the same seat, I've been just like, and I cannot concentrate. And so, they brought me out on Thursday for the first two lessons. I had actually business, and I had business, then I had English language, and then I had engineering, but I went out for that one. I actually went to the lesson for engineering. Because I just did, you know what I mean? I thought, well, that's what I mean. Yeah. But I don't know what I'm gonna do this week. I think, because I live in an apartment, right? In one of the past sides of the town I'm living in at the moment, and so I think I'm gonna probably do some jobs and get paid, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, enough about my personal life. Let's go into my life inside my brain. Right, guys, my thought process, my life is very different from real life versus indoor or outdoors and indoors. When I'm outdoors, I'm quiet. I'm just like, get me over this, please. Let me do my GCSEs, which is it's a junior cert. It's like the first things you do it is the 10th grade. You do it. They don't call it 10th grade here. But, yeah. Because it's called, because guys, year one, right, they call it year one here, right, that is kindergarten, and then year two is first grade, or grade one, or whatever you want to call it. I'm from Ireland, so I have a different way of thinking about it, because, our year, I'm used to it, but other people would be like, what? Like, in America, Canada, and England, they, like, go up just by number. Like, it could be grade, class, whatever. But, in Canada, I think it goes kindergarten, grade one, grade two, and blah, blah, blah. But in America, they say kindergarten and first grade, not grade one, first grade. That's how they specific it, like that. In England, they say year one, and then they go year two, year three, year four, blah, blah, blah. But in Ireland, they say nursery, that's what they say. They just say nursery. Am I wrong? I think I'm wrong. No. I think they just call it nursery the whole way through. Because obviously when you're like... before the ages of four, you call it nursery, don't you? But then once after you're four, you call it kindergarten or playgroup or whatever. But you, I, but we just keep calling it nursery. Nursery is like, I don't know. Or that's what they say in, I don't know. There's no real name for the first year of school. Not really. People just call it, like, I just call it nursery. There's no real name for it. Or just people call it kindergarten. I've heard that many times in my life. It's like, that's it. I just say kindergarten. Or, that's it. But, like, you got kindergarten, but then what this, like, God. I don't know, actually. No, let me think about it. Yeah, I think it is called nursery. Whatever. Okay. Nursery. And then after nursery, right, which is then it becomes year one. And it is the, and that's no. Right, yeah, think, let me just think about this. In England, they call it nursery. No, they call it preschool. That's what they call it, preschool. No, actually, I don't know, guys. Let me just think about this for a minute. Let's see. Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah, the first year of school in England they call it preschool, but then after preschool you got year one. But in Ireland you call it junior infants, senior infants, and then after senior infants you have first class, right? But in England they call it year three. And so keeps going up until you hit year six, and that's what us in Ireland call fourth class. But then year five, well, not year five, year seven, you call it, wait, no, because I'm getting this wrong. Anyway, I'm just getting conf I'm just, I'm thinking about all three of them at the moment, all four of them, and basically, okay, so preschool, right, kindergarten, nursery, those are our first years of school, right? Okay. But for the or no, that for the first year of school in England, they call it preschool. The first year in America, in Canada, they call it first grade or grade one. Right? But in Ireland, they call it junior infants. Oh no. God, I'm thinking, Jesus. Okay, in England, they call it nursery. No, in England, they call it preschool. Then in, Jesus, guys. Okay, let me just stop talking about Canada and America for a minute. Okay, England and Ireland only. In England, you have preschool. Okay, in Ireland, you have nursery. Right? And then year one, right, is called junior infants. Year two is called senior infants. Year three is called first class. Right? And it goes up to year seven. And year seven is what we call, if I do my math right, fourth class. On, no. Fifth, no. Jesus Christ, what the fudge? Okay. In okay. Year one, right, is what we call junior infants. Year two is what we call senior infants. Year three is what we call first class, and it goes up until you reach year eight. Now, year eight is what we call first year. Right? No. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm sorry. Oh my falahala. Jesus Christ. Year one, I'm getting bored of this, man. I'm trying to explain, but you guys will be like, come on, tell us. I'm like, fuck, what the hell? Year one in England is what we call junior infants. Year two is what we call senior infants. Year three is what we call first class. Okay, and then all the way goes up to year nine. Now, year nine is what we call first year, right? And then it goes up to year 11. Now, year 11 is what we call third year, right? But after third year, right, it keeps going up until, and then you guys, or like not you guys, but the English go up from year 11, they go up to year 12, year 13, right? Year, and and blah blah blah. But we go all the way up to 6 year, right? And 6 year is what we do our leaving cert, basically your A levels. Well, not your A levels, the English equivalent of A levels, right? But before that, GCSEs, what you do in third year, right, or year 11, is what we call junior cert. Okay, guys, that is fucking what I was gonna fucking say. Okay, another fucking dialogue. Jesus Christ. Anyway, fucking hell. What the fuck? Anyway, guys, I wanted to talk about something. Now, 17 minutes ago, I was playing King of the Fall by The Weeknd, right? Now, I was thinking of The Weeknd, I was thinking of Nav, I was thinking of Drake, I was thinking of a bunch of Canadian artists, right? And I was thinking of this, of their certain sound, and I was thinking, Toronto has this, like, Toronto has, like, their own sound, motherfuckers. Literally. Sorry, I'm on PlayStation. Literally, they have their own fucking sound. It's amazing. Like, no one really notices it, but I noticed it. I know what I notice, or like, in songs that I notice it, I would say would be like Mob Ties, maybe, was it In My Feelings? In My Feelings? Is it In My Feelings? Yeah. The Hills, King of the Fall, and probably Call Me, and Some Way. I think I said Some Way, didn't I? And another one I was just listening to as well was called, was it Piece of My Head? And that one is basically, I think the sound it is from, like, I think the stuff they talk about love kind of catches me. I don't know if because of their accent. I don't really think people from Toronto have a Pacific accent. I think it's just like, obviously there is a difference between a standard Canadian accent and a standard American accent. But throughout that part of North America, U.S. and Canada, I see a lot. I see more, like much more difference. Definitely, bro. Definitely, yeah. Tight. Anyway, but I definitely can notice it. I think, yeah, I don't think people, Toronios? What do you call people from Toronto? I don't even know. Toronto, Toronto. I don't know. Yeah, but like people from Toronto, Toronto. People say Toronto, but that doesn't sound good to me. And I've heard actually Canadians say that's not how you pronounce it. It's Toronto, because the second T is apparently silent. That's literally it. So, yeah. But yeah, Toronto, cool place. Toronto's cool. Definitely. I can definitely hear it. Like, if I could describe, if I can give you guys a genre that I can notice it, probably R&B, definitely hip hop. I'll throw in a bit of jazz because I can definitely feel it and hear it in my feelings. A bunch of Drake songs from last year, definitely. So yeah. Also, guys, I want to talk about a series right now. I know this podcast is all about bloody music and that, but I want to have a little word with you guys about what they call it. You know what they call it? They call it Netflix. Yeah, I was watching a Netflix show the other day, Netflix program, and it's called Grandma. Yeah, I don't know. I'm tired. I don't know. But yeah, that's what it's called. And it's about young teenagers in Brooklyn. That's it. Young teenagers in Brooklyn. And it's kinda based on true story if you think about it through like the setting and the year and like the news. It's based on like current events. But it's not, but there's a lot of elements which aren't, obviously. Like, all the characters aren't real, this high school's not real. I won't give off too many spoilers, but in the show, in the first episode, there was a bomb that went off, and basically that bomb almost gave off a domino effect off five different characters, the five main characters, especially to probably the main character, like the most important main character, the most important character, which is called Joey, played by the beautiful, astounding, gorgeous, sexy actress Odessa Azon. Azon? Azon? I don't know. Her last name's not Azon, but like she, that's a performance last name, I guess. That's what I don't know. I might be wrong. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not. But I don't know why I said that. I am. I'm not wrong. Because that is her performance last name, which is Azona. Azona. I don't know. Whatever the fucking name. I actually Googled. I was like, oh yeah, I've seen her before. And man, she is beautiful. Jesus. But like I was just thinking I was thinking about her, and I Googled her, and I was like, well, I wonder where she was born. And it just says birthplace US, so I have no clue. I know her mom is an actress, and so I Googled her mother, and she's actually a really famous actress, and she was born in Manhattan. I'm not saying too much about, they're not saying that much about the father, but then they did specify that her father's parents are from Germany, so, yeah, or grandfather from Germany, I don't know, bro, but, that's what I saw, you know what I mean, guys, so, yeah, stuff. I don't know why I did that, I was just yawning. But guys. Okay, but guys, I just wanna say I watched Borat the other day. This Borat 2, and I mean, oh my gosh, so funny, so cool. I saw that clip with Rudy. Oh my god, what a pervert! Rudy, the bloody, was he an ex-lawyer or is he the official lawyer, Donald Trump? I don't know. I don't know politics. Go on, Bernie. Sadly, he's off the party, but yeah. Basically, I saw his clip that he was trying to get with the fucking news reporter, and that was real, man. That was real stuff. Whoa, I thought, wow, this is some stuff, bro. Yeah. What else? What else was I? What else was I thinking? What else was I watching? What else was I doing? Yeah. God. Jesus Christ. I was listening to some French and Italian movies. Oh, not movies. Oh yeah, movies. Yeah, but more just French. But I was gonna say I was listening to a lot of French and Italian songs. I haven't been listening to that many French or that many songs in English. That's probably why I wasn't really uploading my podcast because King Mother, I was listening to a different language. That's literally it. But I'm trying to learn because, as you know, guys, I lived in France and in France. France. I see France and France at the same time. I don't know. I just say both. But in France, I say, there you go. I didn't even mean to. But in France, they basically, I lived there and I grew up there for 4 years. I grew up in Ireland, France. And in France, I was learning French, but there would be s then I would learn like a I would learn conversationally, and then 1 month, bang. It'd be gone, and then I'll have to learn it again and again and again and again, and then we can move to England, which I don't know why. Worst decision of my life. Fuck England. But like, you know how it is. Basically, I was just like, oh no. I mean, I think I was just too young. I was too young, because to be fair, learning languages, people might say, what do you mean too young? It took you 4 years and you didn't learn. Like, I don't even know what the fuck, like, I'm learning a lot of words. I think I know a lot of words now. I think I know a lot of the colors of French, and the numbers and all that. And I do know a good amount of stuff that I did learn. But I'm like, and also it's like re-jogging my memory as well. But I don't know how to say, like, let me think of something like, TV. Is it television? It's probably something like that. Anyway, a glass. I don't even know how to say that, or paper, or pen, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, and the way they make you learn like languages in school makes no sense to me, because first of all, they categorize things. Like, yeah, that's good to categorize things. So I'll be like, oh, I'll test my skills on that. I'll test my skills on colors, numbers, animals, songs, video games, movies, and a language, French. But like, to be fair, in the real world, if you go out into the big wild world, or not the big world, but if you go to France, you're not gonna, like, you knowing the word, you knowing, like, specific words, like cherry, or telephone, or pillow, you know, learning them the words aren't really, you're not gonna come up in a typical conversation in just or you're not gonna come across someone that you're gonna speak to in French conversationally by knowing those type of words. Maybe they might say, oh, did you eat your cherries on your pillow? But I mean, or did you get served cherries from your pillow? You know, you're not gonna hear that. You know what I mean? If you, like, Might say like, "Hello, how are you today? Oh, doesn't the sky look beautiful? Thank you very much. I would like, you know." And that's why I actually learned a method. I actually have a method of learning languages kind of already. I wrote a lot of like I have like six papers. Can you hear that? I could like I've wrote down a bunch of stuff about Italian and French. I was when I was thinking, I was actually thinking about learning a language last year, and the a language that stood out to me was Portuguese. Probably I wanted to learn like a Latin language because I think I'd be, there would be no, because Latin and Germanic languages, well not Germanic, well not, no not really. I think Latin languages are probably the best to learn, probably because there's more people who learn a lot, or who know a lot of Latin languages. Like you got almost, like you got like all of like Latin America, like almost all of South America speaks Spanish, except for Brazil, Guam, is it, no, French Guyana, I think it's Guyana again. I don't know. There's only like three countries which doesn't speak Spanish in South America, I think. I might be wrong. Well, and there's only, and there'd be on, and there's only, and also Brazil speaks Portuguese, and Portuguese is very, is sort of, is similar to Spanish. So, two, only two countries, you know, you don't speak a Iberian language like Spanish or Portuguese, you know, and like almost all, or like almost all the countries below the United States speaks Spanish. Even in North, I think in, I think I might, I probably am really wrong, but I think every country except for Canada and the US on mainland North America speaks Spanish. Am I wrong? Maybe. Like Mexico to Panama, like on the mainland, I think they only speak Spanish. So, I mean, there's a lot of Spanish, and Spanish is actually has the most native tongue. I think it's 500 million speakers. Or native speakers, that's the highest in the world. But through just speakers, through just people knowing a language, English has the highest. I think that's like 1 billion, or no, I think it's like roughly 2 billion or 1.2 billion, something like that. It's something 1 or 2 billion or something with those numbers in, but that's it. It's a lot, there's a lot more, but when you think of English, you have like Malta, Malta, Monaco, Cyprus, which have big English speakers, just like big amount, like a big amount of English speakers, just because of like colonialism from the British and that. So yeah, not so much Monaco, but Monaco has a lot of English people there because of business. And yeah, actually the native language of Monaco is actually called Monegasque, which is actually mixed between Italian and French. I can describe it as speaking French with a Italian dialect, like the way they say words are quite flowy, like the Italian, but the words are French. And there's a lot of made-up words, which were just made to be different from the French and the Italian. And that is basically Monegasque. I can't speak it. I don't know the words. I just know those specific details, you know what I mean, guys? But yeah, that's all I know. But if I think it though, man, I think that's kind of why that, yeah, that's kind of why it's like that. But ye, but basically, yeah, that's just it. And you got like Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea has, I think, the most diverse speaking country, or the most diverse speaking country on earth, with like over 4,000 languages, I think, or 400, or something with four. Again, I don't know. There's loads, because the bigger, there's a lot of tribes in Papua New Guinea. Korea, Japan are getting a lot of English speakers. It's just English, Spanish, Portuguese. Those are kind of like the kind of the most important lingual type things, I think, and definitely French. But French is very different. It's very different because in French, the French language is different all over the world. Like, or and people even don't call it French around. Like French is. Normally, people only say French is spoken in Belgium, France, obviously, Andorra, Monaco, and Switzerland. That's all they say. That's what they say. That's the only actual countries that speak French. But then you got, and then they say there's other, and then they say the other countries which sound French are just Creoles, like the Seychelles. The like the Haitian or Haitian, I don't know, I've heard both. All those countries, they speak a Creole of French. They don't speak French. Or it's easy. Well, it is French. Or like, to be fair, a French person, if they went to there, or a Creole, or someone who speaks Creole, or speaks a French Creole. When you go to France, you couldn't tell the difference. To me, it like I've seen it, I've seen differences, but I don't see no difference. To it's just me, but that's just me. All right, so ye, that's just it. But ye. Oh, whoa. I don't know why I'm yawning, man. I got a lot of energy, man. I don't know, just learning a language is really important. And I actually, when I start, I did want to what, like, I was thinking of Portuguese because I was just like, Portuguese. And I listened to it and I was just like, it's the most, to me, it's one of the most beautifully spoken languages. Like, I like hearing Spanish. But sometimes it gets annoying because there are some sounds in Spanish which you can definitely recognize, and like it's like when you hear a language, you can know it's French, English, if you're not an English speaker, or Spanish, because like to what I see is because of certain sounds they use, right? And I can definitely tell where people are from, or what let what let what, or how they're speaking Spanish from the country they're from, like Mexico, or Argentina, they might say a lot of z in front of y's, I don't want to be, I don't want to say a racist thing or anything, but like put on like a stereotype accent. But yeah, they say that like just how they speak Spanish, or like they use slang words within their dialects. And the difference between Portuguese and Spanish is that Spanish, or every country that speaks Spanish as the first language, the native language, actually has stayed the same for years. While Portuguese is very different, because Portuguese, when it is spoken in obviously Portugal, East Timor, and Andorra, I think it's Andorra, and Brazil, and but and how they differentiate it is that in East Timor they have like an Asian type lingo, I guess. I don't know, just their accents say it sound differently, they teach it differently, and obviously Andorra, that's quite a thing. I think Andorra doesn't really have a big one. I think they just say they just speak normal Portuguese. And in Brazil, they obviously there is Brazilian Portuguese, right? They usually estimate it from they either say Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese, or they say European Portuguese or South American Portuguese. That's how they influence people. That's how they disquintit, can't say it. That's how they say it. That's how they say it differently. Because yeah, but when I hear Spanish, like anybody speaks Spanish, I can hear like all like the gosh, I don't know. I can't say a sentence in Spanish, but I don't know how to describe it. I think it's just like the hardness they say it with, or like the, or it's like they're marching type way. It's like in a strong passion, kind of like but while and the pronunciation, like there's a lot of cla, ah, sa, like that's what I hear. People might be like, what do you mean? But that's just me. But while if, or actually this is how I'll say it, this is how I'll actually make a difference by hear the, how they say 1 to 10 in Spanish or 1 to 10 in Portuguese. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve. I forgot what 10 is. Okay, let's just say 10. Let's just say 1 to 9 and 1 to 9 in Spanish, Portuguese. Okay, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve. Right? I think that's it. Oh wait, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Yeah, but in Portuguese, they specifically use, like, how I describe it is that Portuguese sounds more formal and more, like, proper, as, like, softer and, like, clear, while Spanish is more, like, straight to the point type, oh, yeah, it's, yeah, type thing. I can, that's how I think of it is, kind of, to me, that's what I think. But you just due te quattro six set, I think it's six. I've been, it's been a long time since I've heard it, but when I hear, like, you hear in say number two, two in Spanish is dos, dos, right? Well, in Portuguese they say due or due. They quiet it down. Even if you can't, you like, even if you're going fast, like due, uno dos. You know, I'm saying it at the same speed, but the sounds throw it off as to make the level of understand and process differently. You guys, you know what I mean, guys? That's kind of why I chose Portuguese over Spanish, because it just, to me, sounded much better. Nothing to offend Spanish speakers, because Spanish speakers are lovely. Okay, I think Spanish is a lovely language. I like hearing it. The certain languages that I find interesting and like enjoy listening to, sometimes at the same time, sometimes separate, like the Irish language. In Irish, hello is dia hitch, right? Dia hitch. And what dia hitch translates to like if you go back, translates to God. I think it goes God. What is it? I think God is with you. That's kind of what it means. I think that's what it means. God is with you. That's kind of what it is. That's what it means. God is with you. That's what Diachich means. And it's funny that we actually use it to say hello, but that's, it's true. That's how we say it. And it is very weird, but it is true. That's how we say it. But and also when someone says, or when you say Diachich, you're normally the first person to say it, but you, but if you say hello back, you cannot say Diachich again. You can obviously, but you'd be like, what? You actually have to say Dia Machtich, which actually means God and Mary is with you. It's really sweet because it's actually really sweet. That's how we put religion into our language for that, you know? It's really interesting. Sorry if you're an Irish speaker and I pronounced it wrong. I'm Irish, so I think I am allowed to pronounce it wrong. I actually want to learn Irish, and but people are like, why do you want to learn Irish? You only speak in Ireland, and only half the population speaks Irish. I'm like, I don't care. I want to meet someone who speaks Irish, and we can like talk trash about other people when we're on vacation. You know what I mean, guys? So I'm like, bro, I don't care if half the population does it. I don't care, bro. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's just me. You know, man, that's just me, yeah? That's me, yeah? But then I was like, no, nah, I'm not gonna learn Portuguese. What's the point? Because I'm like, why? When am I gonna Brazil? When am I gonna Portugal? Why don't I just learn a language that I'll be probably using a lot? And then I was thinking of French, and I was just like, man, I would try to learn French in France. I'm like, do I? And so I gave a long thought with it. But while I was thinking, I'll try to learn Italian. And so 2 weeks into learning a bit of Italian, I was just like, all right, let's learn French. And so I'm kind of learning both at the same time at the moment. I'm just like taking a lesson each turn on Duolingo and reading them off my sheets of paper. But I think I'm just going to stick with French now, and I'll do Italian some other day when I'm probably done with French. I don't know, whenever that is. If it's not, then if the day never comes, then it'll probably be said. And then I probably want to learn Irish after. That's probably my goal for four languages. That's just because I want to learn Italian because of family, because what I count as my ethnic, like my ethnic background, what I say, right, is Irish and Italian. That's just how I say it, right? But I lived in France, so I want to learn French, and I kind of want to move back to France when I'm done with my GCSEs and to do a baccalaureate, so, or baccalaureate. So yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah, that's just me. And I just want to learn Irish because it'd be like, I don't know, I'm Irish. It'd be cool to learn. It'd be cool to learn a language where my family are from, Irish and Italian, and learn French because I'll probably live in France a lot. Because I kind of want to retire in France. I actually want to retire in Monaco. I probably won't because it costs millions to live there. You literally have to be a millionaire, billionaire to be there. You know, one third of the population in Monaco is a millionaire. It's crazy. So, yeah, and it's a very small country as well. I think it's the second smallest country in the world. And people don't know. People can't estimate if it's the richest country on earth or the second richest country on earth. Because Qatar, whatever you want to pronounce it, that country and Monaco keep having debates just because the value of stuff keeps rising and going down. And obviously, they're rich because of two very different reasons, so they're very different. That's just it. But yeah, that's just me. That's what I know. That's what I just want to learn. And I'll learn English. Wait, what? See you guys later, man. Peace out, motherfuckers. Boop. Peace. Peace, bro.